And now, part two of Do That in Real Life. Jack Flanders has been having a recurring dream, or maybe we should call it what it really is, a recurring nightmare, where he's being chased by a zombie. It all started when Mojo enticed Jack to come down to New Orleans, telling him that here, among all the voodoo vibes, Jack may be able to understand his dream. But as soon as Jack arrived, he met a woman who reminded him of Claudine from Montreal. The more he looked at her, the more she became Claudine. But she wasn't Claudine. She was a voodoo priestess, and she was playing with his mind. Well, now it appears she wants more than just Jack's mind. It's night in the French Quarter. Jack is asleep in his hotel. And as before, his nightmare returns.
Oh, God. Here it comes. He's shuffling after me. I know I'm dreaming. Why am I so terrified? Because I'm being chased by a zombie. That's why. Oh, that thing is going to grab me by the neck and pick me up and shake me like a dead rat.
Jack? Huh? Jack? Were you dreaming?
There's this zombie who keeps trying to grab me by the neck.
Why?
I have no idea. Hey, how did you get in here?
You're perspiring.
Yeah.
Lie back. Let me cool you.
Oh, your hands are like ice. It's like...
Like what, Jack?
Like you're not alive.
Am I a zombie?
What are you doing?
You need more than my hands to cool you.
Claudine.
Lie back, Jack. Let me cool you.
I don't think this is... I mean... Something's very strange here. I knew it. You're not Claudine.
Wake up!
Huh?
You heard me say wake up?
Yeah, I did.
I'm glad I could help.
Mojo, I'm going back to New York.
Are you scared?
No. Well, a little, yeah, but... I keep having these dreams.
About a zombie.
Oh, yeah, well, that one too, but... Oh, this woman, Claudine, Sophia, Eche, whoever she is next, I'm beginning to...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm finding her...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's...
Enticing?
You could put it that way.
You've been empty your pockets.
Huh?
Let me see what you're carrying.
What do you mean?
Trust me on this.
Okay. Wallet, room key, change, pen.
Let me see your wallet.
Here.
Mind if I take everything out?
There's not much there. A few credit cards, a driver's license, some cash. Mojo, what are you looking for?
You sure you emptied all your pockets?
Well, every pocket I can find.
Let me see your shoes.
Sure. See?
Take them off.
Whatever you say, Mojo. Here.
Both of them.
Yes, Mojo. Here.
No. Nothing. Okay. You can have them back.
Why, thank you.
Let me see your Panama.
Huh? Look, there's nothing under my hat except my head. Would you like to examine that?
Or someone should.
I don't usually stash things in my sweatband.
Sweatband? Let me see.
Mojo, what are you looking for?
I want to see inside your hat. Hand it over.
Okay.
What's this?
What?
This.
What is it?
I'm asking you.
Looks like a microchip. the hell is it doing in my hat? Is this some sort of computer voodoo?
That's packing something. I can feel it.
How did it get here?
I think it's time you learn. There's some women you don't want to take your hat off to.
That afternoon, Mojo seeks out an acquaintance who spends a good deal of his time outside, on the street, watching people.
Well, she just showed up at the quarter.
When was that?
A few months back, she set up a card table by Jackson Square, reading palm, tarot card, you crystal, you know, like that.
So she's a psychic?
Yeah, I told you everybody's psychic around here. The place is crawling like psychic. I don't know how she got by.
Did she have a man?
No, not then, but she wasn't much to look at.
Man, you kidding? She's something.
I know what she is now, but she were.
How's that?
She's ugly, man.
Oh, no way.
Well, maybe not ugly, but she's certainly on the south side of home. They were skinny and flat, you know, flat front, flat back, flat inside. Hips like a boy flying there. She turned sideways. You couldn't even see her. I never saw any woman so flat. And her face, well, you know, her face was like, we used to call it with a butter face, you know, a nice girl, but her face, ooh.
Are we talking about the same woman?
Yeah, she changed.
What did she do? Go see a plastic surgeon?
She bargained with the devil. That's what she did. Some people say that. I don't know. All I know is that maybe 4 weeks, 6 weeks, she just filled out and raised her hips. Oh, yeah, that's sweet. That's sweet. I like it. She changed her hair, changed her clothes, her rings, her beads.
This is the same woman?
I saw it. And every day she was different. She got the guys sniffing around her, you know. She can have whoever she wants.
She wants a friend of mine.
Well, he's cooked. Oh, yeah, he's cooked. Man sees a woman like that, they see something they like to rub up against, spend a little time with. But me? Nope. What I see is one shapely problem shaking her behind and saying, honey, a piece of me is gonna mean no peace for you.
I think I better get my friend out of town.
Well, too late. Forget it. There was this dude got involved with her, and then he tried to escape, moved up to Chi-Town, and she came after him in his dreams. Can you dig that?
His dreams?
Yeah. Pulled him right back here. Broke him into little pieces, walking around like a zombie, some kind of dry-eyed zombie, bumped into a telephone pole, just crashed into a million little pieces like BBs, like that little RoboCop going around, only he didn't come back the way RoboCop did. And then one day, he just wasn't around anymore.
It's a warm spring day in New Orleans. Mojo has taken Jack and Dominique on a walking tour of the French Quarter. Of course, a Mojo tour doesn't include the normal tourist attractions. Mojo points to landmarks your eyes can't see.
There's very strong astral energy here. It's the sort of energy you can take up or down. You can work with it, heal with it, or do something not so nice with it.
What does that mean, Mojo?
Up ahead, there's a bar. Now, you don't want to go in that place. There's things in the shadow.
No, come on.
He's right.
We call them hungry ghosts. They're ghosts that are hungry to feed on something.
What, do you mean feed on people?
You'd make a nice, sweet dessert, Dominique.
Oh, come on. What do you mean, Mojo?
If you're feeling sad, feeling miserable, feeling sorry for yourself, you go in there and sit in a dark corner, they'll come out to feed on you. And by the time you leave, you'll feel worse than you went in. Maybe you can feel something while we walk by. Did you feel that dark stuff coming out the door?
Oh, you mean the cigarette smoke and stale beer?
You know what I'm talking about.
Do they do black magic in there?
It's just the bar. Lots of bars have hungry ghosts.
Dominique, It's true.
You said the Orishas are deities?
Well, in voodoo, they're called the Loa. In Santeria and Candomblé, it's the Orishas.
Yeah, what they really are is energy.
That's right. Raw energy with a lot of power. They say that the Orishas are the mouthpiece of the Godhead. Through them, God makes his wishes known to mankind.
But not to womankind.
Look out, Mojo.
God doesn't have to tell womankind because they already know.
Oh, nice shuffle step there, Mojo.
As Mojo and Dominique are crossing Canal Street, an old streetcar rumbles by.
So, which one is the streetcar named Desire?
Oh, they discontinued that line.
Why?
They're trying to save money.
Oh, what do they have now?
Buses.
They scrapped the most famous streetcar in the world, a streetcar named Desire, for a stupid, polluting, no-name bus?
Well...
What is wrong with your country? What has happened to your people?
Well, my people ain't had it that easy.
I'm sorry.
I may be an American, but watch who you lump me in with.
I have Americans gone crazy about terrorism. Long before 9/11 in Oklahoma, there were hundreds and hundreds, maybe 1,000 lynchings of black people. Mojo, is that not terrorism?
That's terrorism.
I don't know, Mojo. Is everything getting worse? Is everyone going crazy?
Seems like that at times.
What is it like to have black skin? No, tell me.
That's something I was born with. Don't you know that?
I know, I ask a stupid question, but tell me anyway.
It depends. Some places, white people see a black man and they get suspicious or scared. They don't like my being there. And some places it's okay, but they look at me like I'm different. And I want to say, my soul isn't any different than yours.
But your soul is different, Marshall.
How's that?
You've been feeding it. It's a very big soul, don't you know?